Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning, and it is still hot. 32 is what we're going up to today, but 22 right now. Tomorrow is when all this is going to break up with thunderstorms in the morning.
Good.
But it'll still be 25 degrees tomorrow. It's not letting up. It's going to be a crazy hot week for a crazy hot you. Pride begins tomorrow. I want to do a little shout out to my daughter who turns 3 years old.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Emily.
Yeah, I can't believe it's 3 already. How is that possible?
A little lady.
Yeah, 100%. It took all day for her to show up. And then at 11 o'clock at night, she was like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But yeah, so very excited. She's getting cupcakes today, and then the real celebrations this weekend.
Yeah.
Right? Love you know, that. Sweet.
You got to do a quick one, and then the big ones.
What time's the party? I'm coming.
Today, going to the splash pad.
You won't be
5
there.
O'clock.
He's busy.
I'm busy taking a nap. So what's going on with you guys? TJ, we'll start with you.
What's the silliest thing you've ever celebrated? I told you guys yesterday, our dog Charlie broke her legs, so she's been in recovery, and yesterday went to the bathroom for the first time in 5 days, and Val and I actually celebrated by popping a little bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We were so excited.
I'm so happy for you. That's great. I bet Charlie was relieved, too.
Oh, yeah.
Jax, what's up with you?
I want to give a huge congratulations to my fiancé, who is officially, as of today, opening up her own business.
Oh, is it today?
She opened up a salon. She's put the last month into actually like rebuilding this entire place that she leased, and she's been working at this for years, so I'm really proud of her. She's
What's
not awake to hear this. Levesque Studio.
Where?
Yeah, it's on Queen East, Queen and River.
You, there it is.
There
I love
get
it.
Get her some business. There we go. Yeah.
Producer so Leah.
Cool. Yay, congrats, Michelle. My mom actually, she just came back from London, England.
Okay.
And that means for me that all my snacks now are British.
Oh, so good.
Okay. Yeah. So we're getting biscuits now. We're getting shortbread cookies.
Okay.
We're getting crumpets, my dear.
Yeah. Oh, I love
we're getting
crumpets.
Tea.
Please stop the accent.
Cheerio. No, I'm not going to stop. No.
Love that.
I love that. You know what? There's nothing better than British chocolate. They do it better than everybody else. I don't know what it is with those. You ever had a Flake bar?
Yes, I have.
Stick it in ice cream?
Yep. Mm.
The greatest. Hey, good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so question. Do you own your website domain under your name?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you own, okay, so what is it? What do you own?
JaxIrwin.com.
Okay, so I own AdamWilde.com, and it was given to me as a gift in 2016. And all I do is renew the hosting, and it's like $17 a year.
Yes, but I hold on to that.
So I own that.
Yeah.
And they say it's important for you to try to do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter if you ever use it or not, but it's just good to be able to hold it so nobody opens something in your name. TJ?
I do not have a website.
Well, no, we don't have websites. We just own the name.
I have a website, thank you, sir.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Do you really?
I do. Yeah, JaxIrwin.com.
All right. Well, Jax.
JaxIrwin.com. There.
For all your whatever needs.
Jax needs.
So John Tory had a website, and it was his old campaign website.
Yeah.
And I guess when the domain expires, like when you stop paying for it, anybody else can buy it. So they have now turned it into the John Tory Online Casino.
Oh, God.
I'm not kidding. So somebody bought it, and the online casino John Tory is actually what it's called. It's the newest online casino and has recently opened its doors to all Canadian residents. They said, we present our brand new state-of-the-art casino software available free for download. You can also get the app for the online casino John Tory on Windows and Mac. So you can actually download the app at johntory.ca. Isn't that crazy?
I don't hate it.
Casino JT.
Yeah. Like it's now. There's no word yet on if there's any chance that he can buy it back, but it is actually licensed to one of the native gaming commissions. So like it's actually like a legitimate operation.
They have an online call center.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
24/7 support.
We should call.
Yeah. Yeah. So a representative for John Tory said the previous URL expired during the COVID pandemic. So they're going to let it go. But they've got a new website, which is John Tory 2022, because he's got a campaign this year as well.
Okay. Can I run you through some games and see which one
you guys
want
to play? Oh, yeah. Let's see what we can play.
Okay. Do you guys want to play Starburst Extreme, but it's with three X's?
Ooh.
Sexy
Starburst.
Book of Shadows.
Oh, okay.
Or Primate King.
I think
Starburst Extreme. Right?
XXX Extreme. Yeah.
sounds delicious and a little naughty.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Anyway, congratulations, John Tory, on the casino launch.
I just wanted to make the point that TJ O'Halloran.com is still open, and I'm going to go buy it and
yeah,
start
buy
something
it right
weird.
Now.
Something
buy it
real
right
weird.
Now. Just a weird picture of TJ and his tiny nipples.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
TJ and I don't have to worry about this too much, but apparently how you wear a purse or a bag can determine whether or not you are high maintenance. Didn't know this, but according to Reader's Digest, it's true. It's a body language thing. Okay. So there's a body language expert. By the way, how does one become that? Do you go to university to be a body language expert?
You just say on the internet that you're one, and then I think that you are.
Is that right? Because does U of T offer like body language courses?
No, I think that to some degree, therapists and like psychologists know a lot about body language, but I don't think that they're like psychologists.
And Secret Service profilers. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Secret Service knows you're high maintenance. Okay. Wearing a purse on the crook of your arm, basically on your elbow, shows that you are high maintenance.
Oh, I could have told you that.
And worry a lot about social status, whereas wearing a crossbody purse means you prioritize protection or accessibility, but wearing it behind you demonstrates a cool, calm, collected personality, and you're the person that they rob in Europe. if you wear,
that makes sense, yeah.
Honestly, yeah. You know how you get like pickpocketed in Europe?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about the crooked in the arm thing.
I could see it.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, like Indiana Jones wore a satchel.
Yeah.
Always wore it crossbody.
That's right. Protection.
Mm-hmm. Never wore it in the crook of his elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Is Indiana Jones high maintenance?
No.
I've never been a satchel or a purse gal. I've never been a purse gal, but I sometimes wear like a satchel. And I'll wear a bag.
Mm-hmm. Like the backpack stuff?
Like a fanny pack kind of bag.
Okay.
To keep my things in. Because if I don't have my things in my own bag, what I do is I put things in my partner's purse, which is really
yes,
annoying.
I love doing
that. Yeah, and then if she gets robbed, we're both robbed because both of our wallets are in there.
Yes,
so
you are.
It's trouble.
You're in it together.
Exactly. So she needs to keep that not in the crook of her arm.
I have a question.
Okay.
And producer Lee, I'm going to bring you on for this one too. I want to know so if that's the women's side of things, if you see a guy with a fanny pack, what does it say about him?
Ooh.
It depends on how he's wearing it. Is he wearing it around his waist or is he doing the crossbody? Because that's the cool way to do it.
That's the hype beast way.
Right? Yeah, the hype beast.
We got Supreme on.
Yeah. Okay, let's say I'm at Canada's Wonderland with my nieces and nephews and I'm wearing a fanny pack around my waist. What does that say about me?
It says you don't care about the way you look.
No.
Oh, wow.
Fair.
All right.
Not wrong.
What about a guy who's wearing a backpack but only one shoulder slung?
He's 14. That's what it would say to me.
Yeah.
All right, what about me with my backpack? Because I bring it in every once in a while, and I have two shoulders on it.
Okay, how tight is it on you?
Mine's really tight.
It's always so tight.
I feel like it's tight. Why would I want it not tight?
You got like Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, okay. So
you care about your things. That's what that means.
I do.
Yeah, it's tight on you.
Is that what it means? Okay. What?
Once in a while, you wear this backpack in that has clearly been given to you for free.
Yeah. I got it. You know what I got it from? I got it from doing, remember the Jiffy spots that I used to do here? I'd be like, oh, download Jiffy, the app. Yeah, they gave me a backpack.
I can tell when you remember to bring your laptop in, though, because you have your laptop and maybe one little coat in there. Because it's not full, but it's so tight to your body.
Are you saying it's sexy?
It's kind of hot, baby.
Yeah, is it hot?
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
She's lying. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Jax is going to Halifax this weekend because, you know, as part of growing up on the East Coast, you must make the pilgrimage back home.
Yeah, that's true.
At least once a year.
Gotta see mom.
If you're from the East Coast, your family's never coming to visit you.
No.
You are expected to go home and that is it.
Yeah, my parents came in 2016 and they've never come
back since. No. I know. You know, it's so funny, eh? My friends out from out there are still like, oh yeah, come home whenever you want. Because my friends are like, wow, you're an honorary Nova Scotian. That's great. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, you could come see me. And they're like, nah, it's all right.
There's nothing for me out west.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially in Toronto. So one of the things, though, a complication, obviously, is that you have a dog.
I do, yeah.
And there's an amount of guilt that goes with this. I don't have this guilt with my dogs.
Yeah.
What's the guilt?
So usually when Michelle and I are gone away, we get like a friend to watch Reggie. But like we've gone away quite a few times lately. And also it's we just want to put Reggie in boarding, to be straight up, just to make it less complicated and not have to guilt trip my friends. So Reggie, I'm using Rover, this app that you can like hire a dog sitter or like they can board with them. Or
it's like Tinder for dog sitters,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. And or come to your house. Not quite Tinder, but yeah. Reggie's going to stay with someone, an older woman, very qualified, very sweet, for the first time this Thursday night. And I'm really nervous. Like, I'm really, really nervous. And not because I don't think that she's qualified, not because I'm, like, scared of her, but I'm scared for my baby.
Yeah.
No, what it is lack of control for Jax.
100%.
Yeah.
It's had nothing to do with Reggie or the lady. Reggie will be fine.
Yeah.
The lady's going to be great. It's you that is the problem in this situation.
I'm a helicopter mom. I know.
Yeah.
Reggie will be, as long as nobody lights off fireworks in this lady's neighborhood, Reggie should be fine.
You know, it's interesting. Going through the, seeing Jax go through the transition that she's gone through. And you might be saying, Adam, do you mean her sobriety? And I say, no. What I mean is her boundaries with her dog, which her fiance has instituted. Yeah, that's been the bigger change, I think.
There was no rules before.
No. So Reggie used to sleep in the bed, and when Reggie woke up in the night, so did Jax and all that stuff. So Michelle has come in. She has removed Reggie not only from the bed, but from the bedroom. Reggie now has a bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a crate.
Yeah.
And he has to sit when he wants treats. Yeah. He has to do stuff. And so Michelle is orderly, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Okay. How's Michelle feeling about it?
She hasn't said a word.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't, she's like, yeah, it's fine.
Caesar Milan needed the vacation.
Yeah, she did. she's not worried. And she's like, Reggie's a dog. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He's 10. He's a man. He'll be okay.
Yeah.
Apparently how dogs operate is he'll miss you, but also he won't. He just wants to make sure he's going to be fed.
No.
So the second you're out of his life, he'll just be like, oh, okay, well, this person, I need to be
nice to them
because they're going to feed me. That's how dogs operate.
No, that's not true.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let me ask you this because I got a similar story happening later this summer.
Okay.
Putting Everly in boarding.
Putting Everly in a dog school. I have two dogs. I have Bindi and Seti. Bindi is a, island dog. Seti's a little black schnauzer with a big mustache. Great dogs.
Wonderful dogs.
Older now.
Yeah.
A little bit slower. Still energetic, but just less energetic. And Natalie's sister and brother-in-law, have offered to take them for the entire 9 days we're in Mexico later this summer.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, are you guys sure? Because they just got a house.
Yeah.
And they're moving into the house, and then they're going to take the dogs. And they're taking two dogs. It's not one dog. It's two. I was prepared to board them. But they're like, no, we think we can do it. It'll be no problem. They've never owned a dog before, and they have a cat whose name is Tot, who is 11.
Oh.
So how do you think that's going to go?
Jax?
I think that is going to be an experience.
For who?
For everyone involved, and I don't think that they'll be offering again. I think that they'll have a good time. I don't think that they'll offer again.
Enjoy the 9 days. It's never happening again.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's okay.
Oh, that's heavy duty.
See, this is the thing. You have one dog and two dogs sound like it's great. How much more work could it be? It's a lot more work. Put it to you that way. And by the way, Reggie's going to be fine.
Okay.
It's just a weekend.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
An environmentalist disguised as an elderly woman in a wheelchair threw a cake at the Mona Lisa, which is one of the strangest sentences I've ever said out loud, but it's also 100% true. After attempting to smash the glass, he screamed, people who are destroying the planet, that's why I did it. He was then tackled by security and escorted out of the museum and turned over to police. It's not the first time the Mona Lisa has been attacked. Somebody threw a rock at it in the 1950s. And in 2009, someone threw a teacup.
It's in case, though, is it not?
It is.
Yeah.
So he only got it on the glass.
Okay.
Your old junky phone could help Toronto's gorillas. The Toronto Zoo has a program called the Phone Apes Recycling Program, which has saved tens of thousands of old phones from landfills while also funding some amazing conservation projects. I guess there's a part of your phone that essentially comes from rainforest, which of course serves as habitats for endangered gorillas.
Yes,
so this whole thing is about trying to take those parts from old phones so you don't have to dig for new ones.
Oh.
That's actually a really good idea. Taylor Swift dance parties are popping up all over Canada this summer. TSwiftDanceParty.ca has stops in Toronto, Ottawa, Waterloo, Calgary, Vancouver, and Halifax all throughout the summer. There's even tickets for a Harry Styles Taylor Swift night.
Pardon me? When?
Or, what they're calling like the couple that could have been.
Where?
One of the organizers.
Where? I wouldn't. Oh, okay, I'm on it.
It raises money for charities all over the country, including Daily Bread Food Bank, the Canadian Cancer Society, UNICEF, and Cystic Fibrosis Canada. They've already raised $50,000, which is amazing.
Amazing.
So June 4th, which is Friday, I believe.
Yeah. They're at Saturday.
Thank you. They're at Arcane and Love Child on July 16th.
Unreal.
You going to go to the Harry Styles night, Jay?
You never know. You see me there.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, big contest announcement. Virgin Radio, stay-kay or vacay? We want to know, what would you choose? So here's the choice, okay? $5,000 for the ultimate staycation.
Woo!
Okay. Yeah. By the way, if you stay in the province these days, you get a little tax write-off,
you
too.
Do.
If you buy
it's
staycation
true.
In the province. It's great. It's like $200.
Ooh.
Or you could take the once-in-a-lifetime experience and see Harry Styles in New York.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you get $5,000 or you get Harry Styles in New York. Now, this does not start till Monday. But you can start texting and getting ready for Monday. We're giving you a 6-day heads up. Text win in your name to 999-999. Start texting right now. Starting Monday. We call your name at 7 a.m., at 9 a.m., at 3 p.m., or 5 p.m. You will have 9 minutes to get back to us at 416-872-9999. If you call us back, you'll instantly win $250, and you will be on the standby list where we could see you being asked the one question. Is it stay-kay or is it vacay? Jax, TJ, stay-kay or vacay?
It's so hard. I would go vacay. I want to see Harry so bad. And the experience of going to New York and experiencing that all weekend long, that would be wild.
I'm going to say stay-kay because I just got engaged and $5,000 will go a long way to helping with a wedding. Because I feel like, especially if I win the money, that's $5,000 I could spend on something really stupid.
See, yeah, okay, that's fair. And right? You know what? I just think given what's happened in the last couple of years, I feel like it's like, okay, money's here and it's gone sometimes. But when are you ever going to get to see Harry Styles?
Yeah, TJ.
At the height of his career.
I'll invite him to the wedding.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This might shock you, but Jax is one of the most regressive people I've ever met. Like,
what?
You know, in an era where gender is dead, Jax is raking me over the coals about using the women's bathroom.
And okay, I think
say that sentence again out loud.
In an era where gender is dead, Jax is raking me over the coals for using the women's
set
bathroom.
Set me up, go
at
ahead.
Work.
No, set me up.
No, I just, you know, listen, Bell's, you know, good with the times. Nobody's been in here in a long, long time, a couple years.
Yeah.
It's time that we changed our two bathrooms, our single bathrooms at the end of the hall, to an all-gender bathroom.
That's right.
We were at previous stations, they had all gender bathrooms,
yep.
Right? So why should it be men and women only? That's what we have listed. Okay. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's wrong.
Yeah.
And so I, as a progressive person, use both because I believe in that sort of world.
Yeah. Also, I was in the other one.
TJ was in the other one. It was locked. Yeah. So I used the women's room yesterday. And Jax, why do you want to bring us back to the 1950s? What's your deal with that?
I'm just wondering if in the 50s, men still peed everywhere.
No, I didn't pee everywhere.
Because I have no problem with anybody using any bathroom. Everybody come on in, do what you need to do. But A, stop peeing everywhere, and B, put the toilet seat down. That's all I care about. I don't care what bathroom you use, just put the seat down, for God's sakes.
First off,
what?
I got a question. Which is it? Is it don't pee everywhere or is it put the toilet seat down?
I'm gonna go with put the toilet seat down.
Don't both be
okay,
because
I'll put toilet seat down.
Because if there was pee everywhere, then toilet seat would have been down.
Toilet seat down then. I want the toilet seat. Is that too much to ask?
I put the toilet seat up so I wouldn't pee on.
Don't look at me for defense. You're on your own.
Listen,
on this one.
So here's something I've always wondered. Mm-hmm. And this always rankles the women in my life, and I've never understood this, okay? Why is it so hard if somebody innocently forgets to just tip the toilet seat and let gravity take its course and pull it down? And here's the other question. I've had this question for Natalie as well. Who sits on a toilet without looking if the seat is down first?
Maybe in a rush, Adam.
Maybe it's the dark.
Turn on the light.
But
it's at work.
You ask, no, but honestly, you ask a good question. Like, why why is it so hard to put the toilet seat down?
Mm-hmm. Why is it so hard?
I don't know. You tell me.
Let me just tell you something. I am a pro at being at using all bathrooms.
Yeah.
And normally, you wouldn't know I was in there.
That's okay. That
normally
is not true. Yeah,
what do you mean?
I know exactly when you have been in the bathroom.
When have I been in the bathroom?
And I say this with love.
Uh-huh.
I can go in the bathroom, and it's like you don't use the hand towels or the air dryer to dry your hands. You just shake them like a wet dog.
Yeah.
And then you leave.
Yes.
And I know when
there's
water.
Environmentally friendly. I don't want to use paper when I don't have to.
When there's water everywhere, I think, Adam was here. And then the toilet seats up, and that thought is confirmed.
All genders are welcome. I just want manners, too, you know? It's simple. I just want manners.
You want manners.
Put the seat down.
Okay.
Come on in. The more the merrier. Just put the seat down.
I think that's pretty fair.
I don't know.
What do you got? No, go ahead, Adam.
No,
what do you got?
Here's my question. serious question.
Okay.
Have you used the guys' room? Honestly?
All the time.
You know, by the way, you know I'm kidding about Jax. I just hope everybody knows that.
No. I fully believe
this. Yeah, she's regressive. Yeah.
I'm rebranding as regressive Jax.
Far right, Jax.
Have I used the quote-unquote men's bathroom? Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Now, let me ask you.
You wouldn't know, though.
When you go,
yeah.
Is the toilet seat off and down?
No.
It's not?
No.
Man, so here's what's crazy about this place. Where we work,
yeah.
All the guys here are way too lazy to lift the toilet seat, except maybe TJ, who's type A.
No.
All the rest of us are so lazy that it'll be like, I hope I miss. I hope I get it in the bowl. Honestly.
Sometimes it's a personal challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care what's going on in there. Just put the toilet seat down when you're in ours. Or anybody.
Now,
just put the toilet seat down.
Again, I have to ask this question. And I genuinely want to know. 416-872-9999. 999-999 text. I have had women in my life actually tell me that they have sat in the bowl because I didn't put the toilet seat down.
I have, yes.
How is that possible? How is that actually possible?
You're in a rush.
Who
you're
sits rush. Down without looking first?
You're in a rush, Adam.
Do you, when you go to a restaurant, do you just plant it?
I've sat.
Do you just take those cheeks and plant them?
It's cold. It's very
cold. Well, of course it's cold.
You're in a rush.
Look before you sit.
You're in a rush. The same rush that you're in that you can't put the toilet seat down, it's the same rush that you sit in the bowl. Okay? Things are happening quick.
It's bizarre, right?
Well, it wouldn't happen.
In a vacuum, don't you think? Hit us up. Let me know.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, Jax wanted to call me out about using the women's room here and leaving the toilet seat up.
Yes.
She's very upset about it.
I'm just tired.
Tired of what?
We're tired of what?
You know, I'm just tired. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of you taking up space and leaving a seat up. Okay?
Typical man.
Yeah.
So, my only point is, and this is something I've never understood, is if we, you know, normally I try to be respectful and put the toilet seat down, but occasionally you're going to forget, right? And every time you forget, there's no forgiveness. There's no, it's just the one time. It's instantly, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you are.
And one thing that I keep hearing over the years, I've kept hearing is, I fell into the toilet. I backed into the toilet and I didn't look.
Yeah.
And I just think that that is odd. And I think that's on you guys.
Okay.
I think that's on you guys.
Okay.
I do.
Oh, is it?
I think you should look where you sit.
I'm
You
busy.
Look where you drive. You look where you walk.
Yeah. You're backing up, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Go in the hall and walk backwards. Are you gonna not look? Are you just going to... So why are you doing it at the toilet?
Why aren't you putting the seat down in the toilet? We all have our questions.
TJ, what are the texts saying?
From the 416, I told my husband right when we moved in together that I was not going to get into the infamous toilet seat fight with him, and he decided it would just be easier to pee sitting down.
Mm.
All problems solved. I love to sit when I pee.
Yeah, why don't all...
So much more comfortable.
So I do it
at
home.
Rest,
I do it at home, but I don't trust the seats here as much. I don't trust the seats
why?
Here as much. Well, because there's a bunch of bums on them. Right?
Yeah.
So I don't
trust my bum?
I don't want a bum share where possible. Do you know what I'm saying?
So Coward. You find the seats so dirty that you want us to put them down for you too, huh? Okay, good.
All right,
good.
Jack, you're not going to like this, but it's a text.
We're getting at the heart of the issue.
A text that agrees with Adam.
Oh, really?
This is a double standard in my opinion. Men never tell women to lift the seat when they are done. Why do women get upset when they lift the seat up?
Yeah. What about men, Jax?
You know what? Historically, we do. Yeah.
I am a female PS who has fallen into the toilet from rushing, but I laugh over getting mad.
There it is.
I just...
There it is. Jax, When will you consider the men?
Yeah, when's it our turn?
You know what? True. I need to be more space for men in my life. I do. Yeah, that's right. I do.
A couple more texts from the 905. We have come to a compromise in our house. Seat and lid down, so we both have to open something.
Oh, I like that.
Our cat fell into the toilet once, so now it's just a thing.
Wow. Really?
Okay, I mean,
Cats? I thought only dogs drink out of the toilet.
Well, apparently dogs drink, but it sounds like cats swim in it.
Oh,
which is yuck. Not ideal.
Okay.
From the last one from the 289, men pee facing the toilet, so it's not a habit to look at it.
Yeah.
Women don't; they have to back into it.
Right. You know, it's interesting. My pickup truck—it's big, right?
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
So what they equipped it with was a backup camera, so you could see where you were going. And do I need to get you one of those jacks? Just hang that on your back.
Here's my thing. I love you, but talking about how you shouldn't put the seat down and relating it to your truck just isn't it. It isn't it, man.
Can
I play
mediator?
Yeah, sure. Here, okay. I'll hold off on this one.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Everybody's going to compromise in the future. Adam, from now on, you will be putting the seat down.
Okay, fair.
Jax, from now on, you will continue to sit, but you will turn the other way.
No.
You'll face the tank.
I don't think we like that.
Rest your elbows on it. Nice little rest.
Play the song.
Might be safer. Might be safer.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
Consider TJ. He might be a genius. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Ghosted. Adam Wilde may be away, but ghostings still keep happening.
Yeah.
And today we're checking in with our friend Lucas, who was ghosted by Harper. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning.
TJ Jack. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing fantastic. Thank you. All right. Tell us about Harper.
She's a very cute, sweet girl I've been dating, and we're actually getting pretty serious, you know, it's which makes this suck. Yeah.
So tell us, you were saying things are getting a little bit serious. To give us the backstory, how long you guys been together?
Yeah, you guys are like dating.
Things were serious.
Well, we've been dating for around 3 months, and I can't understand why she would stop talking to me. You know,
yeah.
I've shown her, like, in as many ways as I possibly can, why I really like her. Yeah, I've gotten pretty creative in showing her how much I care as well.
Ooh.
And it's just 4 days since I've heard from her. So I think this qualifies as ghosting, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, and especially like if you guys are kind of getting more serious, 4 days, usually indicative that something may be up.
Yeah, like you were dating. Okay, so is there anything that you could have done, you think?
I mean, I'm not sure. All I've done is show her how much I like her.
Okay.
Like, so... unless she just, you know, straight up just lost interest.
Okay.
I'm lost. I have no clue.
Okay.
Well, if there's one thing we've learned about Ghosted, it's that you probably did something. And
no.
We're going to play a song, and then we're going to call Harper and find out what that is, and hopefully we can rehabilitate things, okay?
All right.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
In case you missed it, our friend Lucas was ghosted by Harper, and he doesn't know why. They were dating for a few months. Things seemed to be going well. You said you were finding really creative ways to show her that you're interested, that you care, that you guys can see a future together. And then all of a sudden, it's been 4 days since you last heard from her, which is not normal. Is that about sum it up?
That about sums it up, man.
All right, my friend. We're going to give Harper a call, and we're going to find out why you were ghosted. But before we do, we just want to double check and make sure you want to go through with this, because sometimes these can get a little brutal.
Yeah, well, you may not hear something that's good.
No, I want to go through with it. I would like to know the truth, so.
Okay.
Brave guy. Let's call Harper now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Harper?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hi, Harper. This is TJ and Jax from Virgin Radio. How you doing?
Oh, okay. What's up?
Her voice is like, okay.
Immediate tone change. You know,
Sheila and you?
Just want to see how you're doing.
Just took me off guard. I'm sorry.
We have some questions.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We should probably just stop toying with her.
Yeah.
We have some questions regarding someone in your life that you may have ghosted. Name of Lucas.
Lucas?
Mm-hmm.
You know him?
Oh, man. I'm sorry. It's really fresh.
Okay.
I can't trust Lucas anymore. I don't know. He's just not who I thought he was.
Not to put you on the spot here, but... do you mind talking about why you can't trust him?
We dated for a few months, and I thought we were pretty exclusive.
Yeah.
there were some reasons I thought we were exclusive, and that one of the major ones was all the gifts that he would give me.
That's a pretty good sign.
I thought so. They were all unannounced. They were all voluntary. You know, I never asked for a single one of them. I never needed them. But within the first month of dating, it was like he would gift me designer purses, like all YSL, Gucci.
Yeah.
So far, he's given me 2 purses.
Oh.
A Prada wallet. What? And even like recently, a pair of Valentino shoes.
Must be a Bitcoin guy.
He felt them.
Okay, so that's like heavy duty, yeah.
Okay, so where's the problem then? Where did the trust come from?
Well, for me, every time he would give me something, he'd explain that it was a token of how much he was into me. Because I'm not the kind of person who was asking for it. I didn't even need it.
Yeah.
So for him to give it to me, he was like, I'm giving this to you because this is a token of how much I appreciate you, how much I care about you. So it was more of a love language.
Yeah.
And that's how I took it. But then I went and I found out that he was regifting every single thing that he gave me. I went on his Instagram and scrolled back enough to find him and pics of all of his ex-girlfriends, and they had all the gifts that he'd given me.
So, like, not that these exes gave it back and then he's regifted, but like the same purchase. He keeps buying the same things.
He would give his ex-girlfriends things, and then those same things, he would give them to me.
Okay.
Time out. It's not like that, Harper.
Who's that?
Sorry, Harper. We probably, we did you a little dirty there. Lucas was listening on the other line.
Hi, Luke. Do me a favor, answer me straight up. Are these or aren't these the same gifts you gave your ex?
Okay.
Okay. We can't talk now.
Okay, fine. So I don't understand the problem. I'm giving it to you now. They belong to you.
Let me tell you something. I don't even care about the gifts. I cared about what they represented. And now knowing that you lied to me about them makes me feel like you lied about the whole thing. You lied about why you gave them to me in the first place.
Harper, listen to me. Everything I've said is true. I would only give these to someone I really like. So what do you say?
No,
you lied. You lied, and that's what matters.
Okay.
You broke our trust. I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want to see you again.
So, Lucas, I'm gonna jump in here. I think Harper has made that pretty clear. There's not much of a future here.
Do you understand why?
You know what? If I'm going to be honest, yes, I do. I hate to admit it, and if that's honestly how she feels, then, is it cool if I have the gift back?
No!
Well, you said the gifts don't matter. But you also said that you're done with me, so I don't think it's fair. You get your
keep. Unreal.
Bold. Cycle to go for
continues.
The gifts.
Cycle continues. No. I think it's for the best you leave those in the past, my love.
I actually can't believe you. I really actually can't. Let me tell you something. Don't contact me. Forget my name. Forget my number.
Harper's gone.
Okay.
Her line has disconnected.
Okay.
Damn.
Well,
I gotta take the L on this one.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah. Take care, okay?
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
I mean, you could ask. There's nothing wrong with asking.
I think there was.
You can ask the question, can't you? I like this. The cheap part of me is like, well.
No. No.
Why not?
I feel like most of the time I'm going, no, at both of you during Ghost.
That made me laugh.
Oh. Some texts coming in just saying, these are a token of my love of that girl I used to go out with. when I say my jaw dropped when he asked for the gifts back, are you kidding, sir?
Oh, man, that's so funny. I can't wait to read the comments on Instagram. We're going to post this. It's actually up already. Instagram.com/Virgin Radio Toronto. I don't know why I had to say Instagram.com.
Should you put the www first so people don't get confused?
I haven't been feeling right for about a week, guys.
Producer Leo's so. Like looking at you like, what?
Yeah, what are you, 80 million years old? Yeah, anyway, so just go to Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. I cannot wait to see the comments.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so serious question. What text message have you sent in your life that you regret the most? And we've all sent great messages, but we've all sent salty ones, embarrassing ones, ones after a breakup that you go, God, they probably showed that to their friends and it was a little dramatic. What was the worst text message you can remember sending, the one you regret the most? Now, the reason we asked this is Jax told us a story off air yesterday, which I'm sure was supposed to remain private. However, we thought it was too good for you not to find out about.
Yeah.
And this had to do with Jax. And I believe your first relationship with a girl, right?
My second relationship.
Second relationship with a girl.
And 20.
You were 20, and a new woman had moved in your place.
Yeah, so I was, like, I had just graduated college in Nova Scotia, and I had moved to Prince George, British Columbia. So the girl that I was dating, who lived in Nova Scotia, obviously that's really, really far. So we didn't keep dating. Mm-hmm. And she started dating somebody new, who I knew. And I had some saucy thing. I said something saucy to her via text message, which wasn't my finest moment.
What did you say?
Oh, God, guys.
Yeah, you gotta say it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Guys, now, but by the way, you had also moved across the country, right?
I moved across the country, and I was heartbroken, and I was young and gay and sad.
Yeah.
And This girl moved in pretty quickly on the girl that I was dating.
Okay.
And I said, I messaged her and I said, oh, Adam, TJ, okay.
Do it.
I said, I had pizza for dinner. Do you want those leftovers too?
Jax.
I know.
Please. You know what's amazing about this? Is that it's you.
I know.
If TJ I sent it, people would be like, canceled. I guess I could see that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we get canceled, but I think people would be like, well, I'm sure they have a dark side. But Jax, everybody thinks that she's like a Teletubby all the time.
Yeah. Everyone's going to text and be like, oh, I think Jax had a good point.
Yeah.
There.
Did she say
yes? Because I would have said yes.
So it was mean.
It was mean. Now, what did this person say?
They didn't respond. No.
Which is the mature thing to do.
Yeah, they were quite a bit older than me, too. So they were probably like, who is this?
Last thing I want to ask you is, because, and this is just you, you're friends with all of your exes. Have you since become friends with this person that moved in on your ex?
Oh, yeah. Good friends now. Yeah. We keep in touch.
That's the best part.
They're a sweetheart. And then my ex and I also great friends. We did a road trip to Nova Scotia last summer. Yeah, no, everybody's friends.
Why are you the way that you are?
I just know, guys, no. You know what? Don't celebrate me. Let's talk about how mean I was.
You were pretty mean.
That's ruthless.
Somebody said, Jax, you are an icon. Yes, queen.
Such a rude thing to say.
Here's the thing. You know what's killing me about this? If we said it, people would be like, what the F is wrong with you? With
cancel Jax, all
like,
men.
They're all like, oh my God, it's from Coburg. Oh my God, Jax, that is gold.
I know, but punish me.
Okay. Like, no. Don't tempt us.
Hey.
Now,
that's with a good time.
No, yeah. It's just, yeah.
Toronto's hottest thruple.
I really regret that text.
So, okay.
I really regret that text.
So the text I regret sending, I think I've talked about this on the show, but mine is, I was moving to Calgary with my girlfriend, and they kept extending my contract. I was actually at Virgin Radio here.
Right.
And I was going to Virgin Radio Calgary, and they're like, well, you're going to move in April. Okay, now you're going to move in May. Okay, now you're going to move in June. And it ended up being July, and I remember she had already moved out there and was living in our apartment. I was paying rent in two cities.
Oh, ooh. God.
And she was working, and like we didn't see each other. And you're like, I was like 22, 23, and you're amorous, you know?
Yes.
And so she asked me for some nude selfies, which I thought was strange. I'm like, I didn't know that the male form was as sexy the other way. Mm-hmm. I thought it just kind of went one way. So I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it.
Okay.
So I went into, I was living in my mom's basement. This is super sexy, I know. And she has a mirror in that bathroom that is like the whole wall.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's behind the toilet and behind the sink, so you can see yourself while you're, you know, getting ready and stuff. So what I did was I went in and I was naked. And I put my foot up on the toilet seat.
Ew. The Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan. Now, I did not have my face in it, thank God.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah. I didn't have my face in it. And I texted it to the number.
And
obviously, that's, you're full of regret already. But here's the problem. She had switched her number that day from a Toronto number to a Calgary number, so I texted it to the new person.
Did they respond?
Yes, her number was reassigned that quickly because it was a 416,
yeah.
And the person just wrote question, like five question marks, and I was like,
That must have been the first text they got on that new number too. You know,
they're so like, anyway,
oh, somebody texted me.
Listen,
that's not a mean text. It's just a sad one.
Mean like, to somebody.
I'm hairy and I'm not in great shape.
No, you're beautiful.
But I am hairy.
Beautiful.
So anyway, that was to whomever got the Captain Morgan hairy picture from me about a decade ago. I apologize.
Oh my
it's
God.
The worst text I've ever sent. Now it's time to hear yours at 9999 or 416-872-9999. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
99.9 Virgin Radio. I'm Adam Wilde, all alone in studio, because Jax and TJ and producer Leah are off shooting a video. Even though I have yelled out to them and said, hey, guys, 1 minute, they did not come back. Oh, yeah, they come back. They're back.
Sorry, we were filming the next romantic comedy.
We're really excited because Pride kicks off tomorrow, so we were making some videos.
Yeah. Well, listen, tomorrow.
Oh, sorry.
It's going to be very exciting.
Jackson will show up in their car.
Yeah. So, and you've got a video coming out, right, Jax?
Yeah.
Now, are you doing it? Are you releasing it today or tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. Listen, I'm not gay until the clock strikes midnight. Okay. Okay? We know Cinderella. How it works.
Listen, we hope you have a great day. Happy Pride starting tomorrow. It's going to be an amazing month, an amazing weather day today. 40 degrees is what it's going to feel like.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.